Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Well, Passover begins today. Also, it's National Jelly Beans Day, or Jelly Bean Day. It's National Girl Scout Leaders Day, and it's National Earth Day. So, eat some jelly beans while, I don't know, saving the planet? I don't know that you guys are going to hear this because I do a little bit of processing, but I do, I mean, on the audio, I don't do a lot of editing because, I mean, come on. Hey, Daniel said it. Well, I said a thing and Daniel said, oh, that should be on a t-shirt or whatever. But I was pretty spot on when I said during the trip, when you're going to do something 5 days a week, you can't be precious. And that's kind of, you know, it's not a job at this point. And so I have a template with some filters and that's about it. But anyway, maybe you guys aren't going to hear this, but somebody's mowing outside my window. You know, grass is starting to grow. Spring has sprung. The Easter Bunny has already arrived and gone. And so there's lots of mowing. In fact, I'm going to be mowing this afternoon because I have not picked a new... You know, I did not like the mowing company last week. And last year... I did not like that, as you guys are aware, you know, and it was kind of not ironic, but it was kind of like I said one thing and then I got exactly what I asked for and then I didn't like it. So I'm one of those horrible customers that says, I don't want this feature. And then I get a product and I'm like, oh, this product doesn't have that feature that I didn't want in the first place. But, you know, I said, I don't want to have to do a lot of communication with my service providers. And I think what I meant was, I don't want to have to call them. I don't want to have to talk to people. I don't want to have to have a lot of action on my part, you know, where I have to reach out to them and speak to someone and talk to an agent and pay my bill over the phone or hand cash money to people or, you know, whatever the case may be. I want a very smooth, seamless, automated process. And what I got was lawnmower people that did not communicate at all. They didn't tell me when they were going to show up. So like, you know, so if I was going to leave the doggy door open for Sydney, the dog, you know, that's a problem because I don't know when they're going to be there and when they're not. And they didn't have a good way to pay that was automated. They did have Venmo, but it feels weird sending money to a random Venmo. And it just, you know, I didn't like it. You know, I never knew if we went on a trip, the only way I knew if they had showed up or not is if the grass looked different, you know, because I didn't know. Whereas some of the services, I don't have to talk to anyone, but they text me. It's an automated text message. It's not like a person is texting me. I don't have to respond. And they say, hey, we're going to be there tomorrow, weather permitting, just letting you know. Like the service that we have that does our fertilizing of the grass and also weed, you know, weed poisoning and whatever they do. You know, they just send a text message and they say, hey, by the way, your fertilizing service for, and they tell you what the service is because they do different things at different times of the year. And they're like, hey, this service is happening tomorrow, weather permitting. We'll let you know if something changes. And that's great. I don't have to talk to anyone. They leave an invoice at the door when they're done. We grab it when we, you know, come home from work or whatever the case may be. Don't have to talk to anyone if we don't want to. And they have an online way of paying. So you can pay. You don't have to Venmo someone. You know, it's just, I'm thinking if I was starting a services business, these are things that I would do. Automated text messages, emails, things where people get information if they want it. They can unsubscribe if they don't want it. Easy way to pay, you know, online, preferably mobile, something like that. And you know, only you only need to communicate with the human when absolutely necessary. And I know that sounds so like, oh, you know, antisocial. But really, like when I want to communicate with the human, I want that ability. But most of the time, I just want to know what's going on, to be able to quickly pay easily in a non-sketchy fashion, etc. Anyway, regardless, I have not picked a mowing company to replace. And so the grass is growing. So yesterday we go. So anyway, we had a weekend. I was looking. We don't have any text messages. So I'm going to look and see if we have any voicemails real quick. I'm guessing probably not. Oh, we do have a voicemail. You know what? Well, we do have a voicemail. So I'm going to go ahead and play this voicemail. Why not? Why the hell not? Let's just go ahead and play this voicemail. Hopefully it plays.
Hello, lovey. This is your memory calling.
Hello.
Last Friday at the Disney Springs, you ate at the Edison and you had a hamburger.
Yep.
And then you saw that singing group at the American Adventure, and they were performing in the Rotunda. If there's anything else you can't remember, just give me a call. I'll be happy to assist any way I can, although standard rates may apply.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that was Big Fatty. Thank you for the call, Big Fatty. I appreciate it. And yeah, I do. With all this artificial intelligence stuff, first of all, I think, you know, the human brain may, I don't know, we're either going to get much smarter or we're going to get much dumber. And I don't know. And I feel like memory is one of those things that has, and I have no evidence to back this. There are probably studies out there, have memories. I'm gonna ask Chat. You know what? I'm gonna ask Chat GPT this. Have memory in humans gotten worse since computers and mobile devices? And just see what ChatGPT says. I don't know. The question of whether human memory has worsened due to the widespread use of computers and mobile devices is a topic of ongoing research and debate among psychologists and neuroscientists. Here's some key points. Digital dependency. There is evidence suggesting that reliance on digital devices for information retrieval can lead to a phenomenon sometimes called as digital amnesia or the Google effect. This is where individuals may be less likely to remember information that they know they can easily look up online. Changes in memory use. Rather than directly worsening memory, digital devices might change the way we use our memory. People might focus more on knowing how to find information rather than memorizing the information itself. This shift from rote memorization to skills and navigating digital tools represents a change in cognitive skills. Cognitive overload, constant notifications, and multitasking, which are common in digital environments, can lead to cognitive overload, reducing our ability to focus and remember information effectively. Memory training, on the other hand, certain uses of technology can enhance memory and cognitive skills. Educational apps and games designed to boost memory, problem-solving, and analytical skills have a positive effect, or can have. It says research on this topic is mixed. Some studies suggest decreases in certain types of memory, like episodic memory, which is the memory of everyday events. That's it. I have a reduction in episodic memory. While others indicate that the strategic use of digital devices can complement cognitive functions. That's interesting. Anyway, regardless, I don't remember things. Maybe all of us have, you know, worse memories but I know how to look things up. I was thinking, you know, with all this studying I'm doing on AI but I'm really going back to basics. I want to learn, like, how do they, when they're creating a model, one of these LLM models, how are they doing that? Because, you know, I'm into programming. I like the theory and I like actually writing code and doing stuff. The problem is that artificial intelligence is very much math based. When you get to these lower level computer science problems, that's not just, hey, I'm a developer at a company, they gave me some business problem and I need to write some very simple code to, you know, to handle that problem, which I know how to do. And you get to the fundamental problems of, I want the computer to be able to reason what the answer to a question is, you know, or whatever. And it becomes math. It's like you're using statistics and probability, especially with these language models. So I've been watching these videos on like how to create models and how to just very basic stuff, like give a computer a maze and have it figure out how to get to the end of the maze, or you know, whatever. And large language models, not to get too in the weeds, but this is geeky gay, large language models pretty much take characters. I'm oversimplifying this, but they take the prompt that you gave, and then they take the characters and of the answer, and they just use basically probability and statistics to say what's the most likely next character and or word in the answer to this thing, but given the prompt that I was given. And then they have all this data. But anyway, I'm watching these videos and I'm like, oh my God, my eyes are glazing over because they're using all these symbols that I was like, oh, this is like what you see when you watch some physics movie or something, and they're writing all these strange symbols on delta and this weird E and the infinity symbol and like all these things. Anyway, regardless. But I'm thinking about creating an agent of some sort, which won't actually require me going back to basics. I can use ChatGPT or something like that, but using something like that that will basically ingest all of my episodes, and then I can just ask it questions about my episodes. Did I talk about this already? You know, and it'll just be like, yes, you did on episode number 382, you know, or whatever. But so it's Sunday right now. So on the weekend, so I'm partially through the weekend. It's been busy, but not anything super, you know, event based. So Friday we did not have the mix, and I just kind of hung out at home. Mark was volunteering. I made myself dinner, and I did not go get fast food. So yay me. I made myself dinner and had dinner. And then I just watched, I caught up on some of my FBI shows. And then when Mark got home, I made him dinner before he got, cause he has the problem that a lot of the fast food places are closed when, especially in our town, cause we live in a tiny little town. And so when he volunteers on a Friday night, because he doesn't get home until around 11:30. So I said, you know what? I'm not doing the mix. I'll make food for you. So I made him food, and then I ate something with him. I saved a little bit of calories so we could eat together, because that's what we do. And then that was pretty much our Friday. And then on Saturday, we played Pokemon. I did my 2 hours of Peloton, got all my steps in, and we went to a place. Oh, I had some curry. What is Massimum curry? Anyway, we went to this place, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to try something new. It's Massaman curry. It was so good. It has cashew nuts or some kind of nuts, coconut milk, a bunch of spices. So good. It was really good. Anyway, I'm out of time. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.